dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
Good evening, this is Paul Brickhill. The third raid on the Antioch Viaduct had ended again in failure, and Cheshire, most reluctantly, was forced to order his squadron home. But they weren't all heading back. During a gallant attempt to dive Peter Popsy into the ravine and mark the target, Mickey Martin ran into trouble. A shell smashed through the nose of his aircraft and exploded in the ammunition trays under the front turret. The damage was tremendous, but miraculously, the machine was still flying, although Martin had little control over her.
She's flying like a ruddy bat, Mick.
You're telling me, Whit. Hey, Stoddy, see if you can do something about those bombs. If we could get rid of them, we'd have a better chance.
Navigator to Captain, your course will be 093 magnetic. 093 magnetic in 10 seconds from now.
I've got it, boy. 093 magnetic. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Coming round.
Come round, you crazy clink.
It's good to see you, Cheshire.
It's nice of you to come down, sir.
Oh. Well, how did it go?
No good. We did land one bomb on the ruddy target.
Well, how close did you get?
Within 5 or 10 yards. Do you know what a railway viaduct is? There's Lots of free air with a few pillars and spans. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Damn thing has a hoodoo on it.
Well, what did you try? Low level?
Low level. But the flak was the heaviest we've seen for quite a while. I'm afraid Martin was mad at Caraban.
Was he? Is he back yet?
No, sir. When I left, he was heading south in search of friendly land. Two engines were gone, his crew were hidden.
I hope to God he's all right. I'd hate to think of Martin going.
Yes, he takes you that way, doesn't he, sir?
Yes. Yes, he does. When he gets back, if he gets back, I want you to bring him down to headquarters with you.
Yes, sir. What for?
I'm going to ground him. This is his last operation.
Boys are late. I hope you don't have any more casualties.
Have you taken a look at your own aircraft?
Yes, I have, sir. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it? The awkward part is that it's McCarthy's, not mine. He won't be very happy when he gets back from leave.
I notice you're not making any protests about Martin being grounded.
Well, he's a good man, sir, if that's what you mean. Backbone of the squadron, if it comes to that. I've seen him do things that I couldn't look at. He's had enough, more than enough.
You mean he's cracking up?
Oh, definitely not. He'll fly as long as you or I want him to, but... Well, I don't think we have any right to ask any more of him.
As a matter of curiosity, how does he compare with Gibson?
Well, I've never actually flown with Gibson, sir, but... I'd rate him even higher, I think. There's a sort of genius about him. A genius for the calculated risk. Where are you going to put him, sir?
At headquarters, where I can keep my eye on him.
Well, you'll be busy doing that, sir.
Well, do you think I can make an administrator out of him?
Martin can do anything he wants. He's that sort of man.
Yes, I see. I hope he's able to do it this time. I'll have to leave you shortly. Ring me as soon as you've had any word.
Yes, I'll do that, sir. But I think it'll be a long time, yeah?
I'm doing the best I can, Whit. Cloud coming up. Looks dirty. We'll have to go right through it.
Yes, I suppose so. I'm expecting the inside to fall out of her at any minute. So one of these damned engines don't crack.
We're going into the cloud now.
Hell, it's cold.
I know. Not telling me a thing. The leg's gone dead. What do you expect? There's a hole in the floor you could shove a barrel through.
I don't like this, Whit. I don't like it at all. We're icing up.
I know. Hey, Mick, we're losing height, too. I must be carrying a load of this stuff. You better take it down, Mick.
I can take it down, but I can't guarantee we'll get her up again. Captain to crew, we're going down, boys. See if we can shake off some of this damned ice. Hang on to your hats.
Martin's decision to drop the 4,000-pound bomb from little more than 3,000 feet was dangerous. He knew what was liable to happen to his aeroplane when the bomb exploded, but he also knew what would certainly happen if they tried to land with the bomb still on board. The crew held their breath as Stott went back to the winch slits in the floor and probed.
Skipper, there's still a 1,000-pounder left. I can't get it loose at all. I'll keep trying.
Wireless operator to captain. I've been talking to Elmas Field again. They say the best way to come in is over the mountains in the center of the island.
Did they mention how high the mountains were?
8,000 feet, Skipper.
8,000? Look, ask them if there's any other way in. Tell them we're flying a 5-ton truck, not an aircraft.
Hey, listen, Mick. There must be another way in. Look, when we hit the coast, slide down and see if we can come in crossways.
Yeah, but what's this ruddy field like? I've never even heard of it.
Neither have I. According to the map, it's down here on this neck of the land. Doesn't look very wide, though.
Well, let's not dream of any more troubles, Whit. How are you going with that bomb, boy?
Not so good, Skipper. Not so good. I can't get it to budge.
Well, keep trying. I don't like the sound of this at all, Whit. That bomb's fused and we can't unfuse it. If you make a belly landing, we'll all go up in smoke.
I think we'll get the undercarriage down all right, Mick. We've still got the emergency gas bottle. Yeah, the tires may be punctured, though, and the undercart may collapse. Still, we'll just have to wait and see. Hello, we're nearly home. Look, there's Sardinia now. Away there to port.
Yeah, I get it. Now let's see if we've got any more troubles.
Elmas Field say they're waiting for us, Skipper. The flare part's working.
Okay. Tell them to have fire trucks and an ambulance stand by. Any luck with that bomb, Stoddy? Stoddy!
Not a hope, Skipper. Not a hope in hell.
Happy days, chaps. Happy days.
There's the flare path now, Mick.
Yeah, I see it. I'm going down to take a look.
You made it, Mick, you made it. Oh, I'll never say another word about your ruddy landings as long as I live.
Well, it was good while it lasted. Oh, hello, Doctor. How's Bob Hay?
Your buddy? I'm sorry, he's dead. Would have happened as soon as he was hit.
But I thought it... I mean, his body was warm.
Yeah, could be. But it didn't mean anything.
I see.
Well, now, let's take a look at you.
Huh? Oh, it's my leg.
Oh, brother, are you telling me? Here, let's get that boot off. Oh, sorry, son.
What does it look like?
Oh, a beautiful mess. You're a lucky guy. Another hour or two and you'd have had gangrene. You'd have lost your leg.
But we made it, didn't we, Doc? Mickey Martin made it. Trust Mickey Martin. He always makes it.
Seems odd to be doing this trip by car. What does the AOC want to see me about?
Well, I imagine he'll tell you that himself, Mick.
Oh, well. Nice weather for a drive.
How's Whittaker?
He'll be all right in time. I had to leave him with the Yanks. His leg was in quite a mess.
And Bob Hay?
We buried him at Elmas Field. Full military honors. The Yanks did it very well. I had some photographs taken and sent to his people.
That's good thought, Mick. They'll appreciate that.
You're very odd today, Skipper. Something eating you?
Well, it's that rally viaduct. It's beaten us three times.
Yeah, but it's not a matter of science. It's just a matter of sheer luck. Actually, the boys' bombing was wonderful. 5 and 10 yard margin. But on a target like that, nothing short of a direct hit's any good.
Well, I didn't quite mean that, Mick. I was thinking of myself.
What do you mean? You had 3 or 4 runs, didn't you?
Yes, I did. On the last one, I decided suddenly that it was hopeless, and I pulled out of it.
Well, what's wrong with that? You'd have only lost a kite full of men for no good purpose.
Well, I know that, Nick. That's what I thought at the time. At least, I like to think I thought that way. Now, I'm not quite sure.
What do you mean you're not quite sure?
Well, I'm not quite sure whether I was scared.
So that's the score, is it? Now, listen to me. If you go on thinking like that in this game, you'll drive yourself nuts. Nobody in Bomber Command's got a record like yours. Nobody's got so much guts. That sort of doubt or fear, whatever you like to call it, well, it's common to everyone. It's an occupational disease.
It's nice of you to say so, Mick, but I'd still like to know.
It's one of the things you'll never know. Forget it, Skipper. Personally, I'd like to know what Cochrane's got in his mind at this moment.
Sorry, Martin. That's the end of it. You're grounded.
But why, sir? Why?
This list is the tally of your operations, Martin. It's a very long one, you know. I'm afraid it's too long. The Air Force considers that you've done enough.
Oh, no, but look here, sir. I mean to say that that stuff doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't it?
No, sir, it doesn't. It's a man's physical condition that makes the difference. You put me up in front of a medical board, sir. I'll guarantee they pass me A1.
Yes. And if they didn't, I've no doubt that you'd talk them into it.
You mean there's no hope at all, sir. I get it. But look here. If I took some leave, perhaps.
No, Mick. I'm afraid there's no hope. I'm transferring you out of 617.
Out of 617. But where to, sir?
Here. Headquarters.
On. But look, sir, I just don't fit a desk job. I haven't the figure for it, for one thing.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's no go. Now, you take some leave, and I'll see you here in 3 weeks. Well, that's all for now. Good day.
Yes, sir. Good day, sir.
Oh, by the way, Martin.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say thanks, Martin. Thanks for a wonderful job.
I wasn't anything, sir. Good day.
Well, Nick?
It's no go, Skipper. I tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't listen. I'm grounded and posted to headquarters.
Mick, I'd like to say I'm sorry, but I can't. Well, I'd like to hold you, you know that, but... Well, you've done more than your share, and... Well, if you go on like this, you'll get the chop sooner or later. Probably sooner. Why, I didn't want that.
I'll tell you something, Skipper. I'll lay some money with you.
What's the bet?
Cochrane sending me on leave and then posting me to headquarters, to a desk job. I'll lay you £10 to one that I'm back on operations within a month.